Well, hello. Glad you joined me on our podcast. We're just getting over all the post-Gustav and Ike storm recovery for those of you that don't live down this part of the country. It's been quite an undertaking. A lot of soul-searching going on, particularly about electricity, because wind was the big problem this time for us. It wasn't water, and power lines went down everywhere. There's still hundreds of thousands of people throughout the state who have no power. Of course, our heart goes out to those folks over in Texas that could be out for a month. But the debate is raging about whether or not we bury our power lines or not, what the cost is going to be. Some troubling information came out this week that those workers who came in from around the rest of the country were complaining that the power lines in Baton Rouge and New Orleans had not been maintained properly. They were old, they were out of date. And so there's going to be some real investigation going on, because when you don't have power in this time of year, it presents a huge, huge problem. Hope you'll read over my column this week, excuse me, about Governor Jindal and what he faces. This financial crisis is just nothing. It's not a New York problem, and it's not just a few investors' problems. This is a massive problem that really hits us hard here in Louisiana, and the insurance implications are tremendous, because in this day and age, with the fact that we have so deregulated, you know, let's deregulate, get the government out of looking out for the consumer. Well, the consumer, I'm afraid, is really going to take it on the chin in a number of ways because of this deregulation. The greed on Wall Street, the drive to just make those bonuses, the fact that we let down these barriers and let the, instead of giving us financial advice, all these financial companies became big players in the market with our money. And, of course, there was a drive to get that bonus at whatever cost, and a lot of us are going to lose a great deal. Everybody, I mean, I've lost 10% in my portfolio. I'm sure a lot of you experienced the same thing. Then this AIG mess, the government's going to bail out to the tune of $85 billion. $85 billion? What a sum of money. We're deeply concerned here in Louisiana about AIG, because this has been a troubling company for some time. I can recall after Hurricane Andrew, when that hurricane was coming right towards Louisiana, I got a hold of a memo when I was insurance commissioner where the son of the chairman, Mr. Greenberg, Maurice Greenberg, his son put a memo out. He was working for the company and said, "Hey, get ready. Andrew's going to hit Louisiana. Boy, we're going to be able to raise those insurance rates." So this company has shown a level of greed from word go. Greenberg, by the way, called me personally after his son sent out that memo and apologized. He just was, but basically his apology was that they got caught, and not that they had any remorse about wanting to jack up those rates. AIG is a huge player in Louisiana because of all the huge surplus line. That's the insurance that covers the big businesses, the real heavy risk, chemical plants, oil spills, oil rigs, the largest port in America, the Port of New Orleans. All these types of industries need this specialty insurance written by AIG. And many other insurance companies have relied on AIG to give them their insurance, their reinsurance, if you will. And so there's all kinds of sweetheart deals, broker, brother-in-law deals going on that need to be fully investigated. And I'm kind of torn with mixed emotions. I want AIG to survive because I don't want Louisiana to suffer. On the other hand, this $85 billion bailout that you and I are paying for gives me troubling times also. John McCain, by the way, has been a big deregulation guy, and that concerns me about him. I like John McCain, a real war hero. I don't like his deregulation stint. And one of the reasons why Louisiana has the highest insurance rates in the country is because the regulators just turn their heads and say, "We're not going to regulate you. You do whatever you want." And that's been a massive problem here in Louisiana. I've in my column this week, I talked about that. Hope you'll read it here on the website. And I asked Governor Jindal to please try to be much more proactive in reviewing this insurance mess, as governors in other parts of this country are doing. We've kind of been standoffish in Louisiana. And what are the results? We've got the highest auto rates in the country, the highest health insurance rates in the country, and hands down the highest property insurance rates in America. And they're not going to go down. They're just going to get worse. So those are things we need to study. I'm going to keep writing about them. Glad you listened to me this week. Have some fun looking on my site. Tina Fey is just unbelievable. She is the best possible person to act out the part of Sarah Palin and does a marvelous job. I love Tina Fey. Done a first-rate job. Hope you'll enjoy my site. We'll keep you posted here in the weeks to come, and I hope you'll be a regular reader and viewer and listener right here on Jim Brown, L.A. Have a good week.